We have to remember just to ask is there. And I want to say hello to my dear friend Lou. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the fold, Lou. Okay. I'm not even going to announce it. You know this. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Times get tough and friends just can't be found like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled. When you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down. Silver girl, sail on by, your time has come to shine, all your dreams are on their way, see how they shine, oh, if you
this time, it's time for our speaker, and that's our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady. Connie?
Good morning. How beautiful the day. Mm-hmm. How wonderful the vibration. How great Mercury has gone direct, huh? I tell you, we have beautiful people here. We have beautiful sermons and gifts every Sunday by everyone that comes to this church. But I want to tell you something. In metaphysics or spiritualism or whatever you want to call it, I have found through the years that people have a gift of being able to deep into their very most spiritual selves and bring out a testimony, a gift, or whatever you want to call it, in a way that lands in the hearts of everyone because they found something special. Now, I tell you, this was not me in the beginning of my life. And many of you know that years ago I was married to a Methodist minister that passed on. And I believed as I grew in the Methodist church, but even as a child, I couldn't accept all of it. As a young adult, I could not accept a lot more of it. And so I would never go to the Wednesday night prayer meeting. And one day he talked me into going, and I said, I will go, but you will not call on me to testify. Do you understand? Well, I was there about 15 minutes, and I was called on. I didn't want to testify because I felt like anything I would say would not be true to my heart, and I would have to make up something, and that I just couldn't do that. So consequently, I never went back to Wednesday night, and eventually both became metaphysical. However, the thing that got me when I first stepped in that little church, and especially when I first stepped into class, was the voice of excitement and enthusiasm the people in the congregation and the people in the class had. And there's one little lady by the name of Jill Gregg, and she had a deep Dallas, Texas accent. And she would get up and talk about all of the things she had seen and how she had grown since she had found this little church and how she had found the light. And she used to work on feet. I can't remember what that's called now, where you'd rub the feet. And reflexology. She was in love with reflexology, but most of all, she was in love with you. And she was so interested in your feet and your soul at the same time. It just was life-changing. And you know, I said, I want what you have. I want the excitement you have. And I'd meet somebody else that had the journey. And I'd say, I want what you have. That freedom to be happy, that freedom to know without a shadow of a doubt that you're living your truth, you're living your life, and you're not afraid of today or tomorrow, or not afraid of dragging what you did in the past. That each day is a new day and a new beginning. We hear a lot in the Bible about sight and vision. Sight speaks more of the physical. Vision speaks more of the spiritual. And the people who can see and experience life in the spiritual way are those people who have vision. People are limited only in the physical, can only see what's there. They are limited mostly by what they haven't attained or what they haven't acquired yet. Because when we talk about sight, and we talk about the physical mind and the physical ego, the physical expression, the physical heart. It's always about what you have attained. Whether you have the big house, the right car, the right job, the right education, all of that. You know, I've lived with lots of people who have acquired that. And they're more unhappy than people who just can look out their back little door and don't have much and say, thank you, God, for this day. It's beautiful. Thank you, God, for this day. I learned a lot of metaphysics from my mother's side, even though they didn't know they were metaphysical, because they had very little. And they took what they had, very little physically, and turned it into something beautiful. My little grandmother used to have all the depression glass and all the different colors. And when she would set a table, she'd go out and get grape leaves and put in between the dishes. And actually, she was a little Martha Stewart. Everything turned beautiful. So I learned very early on that what you acquire out there doesn't necessarily bring happiness. Because where I lived in central Indiana, a lot of my friends had a lot, but they weren't at peace with themselves. They were always in competition, looking for what they could have and get right now. What can we get more? When we have to have something, the world is telling us, hey, that's not right. Stop. Look around. You see, we're like a wonderful receiving station. I have a daughter, as most of you know, that has had problems with blood clots. And where she was going to the hospital was just not right. The doctor was not right. The doctor was very downgrading. It was not right. Her sister and I kept telling her, the universe is telling you something. You're in the wrong place. So she finally went to where she had gone the last time, to Mayo Clinic. And one door opened after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. You see, in when we have vision instead of sight, we don't look at what is or what should be. We have the feeling. And sometimes the universe is telling us, not now. It's not time for you today, because we have something greater in store for you tomorrow. So let it go. Be a receiving station. Be open. I very recently was back in Indiana for my class reunion. And many people find it just amazing that I am able to stand here and speak, because in high school, that was not me. But I've always been a person that loved to have fun. And when I'm with them, I have a great time. It's wonderful to meet old friends, because we truly did love one another. And one of the friends, Stan, had told her about the sermons are recorded, and she said, oh, Connie, how can you speak on Sunday? Because that's not the Connie I know, meaning I have fun elsewhere. What she doesn't realize, in metaphysics, we are to have fun every day in our life. And when we have that vision and we open our receiving station, we are delighted in what the universe gives us. We are delighted in the visions of the beauty of what is free out the door. We're delighted in the visions of the love beaming from our friends that we've attracted. In the Bible, it talks about how wide the gate is in the world, but how narrow the gate is on that path, that spiritual path. What that truly means is it's never out there. You can spend many lifetimes searching out there. It's all within the vision of our own hearts. It's all within the vision of where God planted that divinity within, knowing that we had to go out there before we could find it in here. But when we begin to find it, and we begin to see it, and we begin to get so excited about life, we just can't keep it to ourselves. We want to share it. And we want to say, it's okay. If you don't want to listen to me, listen to the universe. Those energies and those directives are here, given by God. Open your receiving station. Open up your heart. Listen to yourself. Go in and find that inner vision and give your best that you know how to be in every situation, be it a neighbor, be it a co-worker, be it here, be it anywhere. You see, when we give our best, the universe returns the best to us. When we give love freely, it comes back flowing to us It's that ebb and flow. It's a science. It cannot fail. When we understand who we are and what we are, it behooves me to understand why we're not just tickled to death every day. Why we just can't say, life goes on. I have become metaphysical. I have heard the word. I have heard those voices, and I've heard those truths being said from the world of spirit. I know beyond a doubt that life continues on. I know beyond a doubt that we have all existed somewhere with God. And when we have our vision instead of our sight, our spirit is so satisfied that we have to share it. Because if we don't share it, it soon dries up like a prune. And I will tell you, you know, I have to tell you a little story about my teacher's mother. She went to Spirit at 96. I think I've told you before, she always wore red shoes. She loved red. And the vision that she had, her daughter, my teacher, was ill for many years. And she had lost the ability to walk. And her brother-in-law, that was married to her sister, was the only spiritualist in the family. And he said, let me take you. I want to take you to a healer. She went to that healer. Nothing happened. She went again, and nothing happened. She went for several weeks more. And Wally kept saying, just go, Virginia. Just give in and don't analyze it. Just experience it. Just enjoy that vibration of love that's coming through. After 8 weeks, she woke up and she moved her legs and she could walk and she ran downstairs and she told her mom, look at me, I can walk. And they both danced all over the house. Let me tell you, if she had stopped the first week, if she had stopped the second week, I wonder what had happened. But you know, not always do we get the answers we want instantly. And that wonderful thing of knowing, don't give up. Just be. Just allow. And just accept. Because the universe has something greater than in store for us than what it appears many times. If we're freely doing and being and giving love as spiritual beings, we don't have time to look at our discontents and they soon fade away. If we are so enthralled in the beauty of life and finding that divine essence within ourselves, that's when the inspiration just comes. And it's our good pleasure to share it, be it with a small child. And that precious little Zoe back there, when we're finished singing and goes, yay! You know, we should never lose that. We should all be going, yay! Life is good. But life is what we expect. So expect the best. God bless you.
Bless you.